2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Nightside. This is the Nightside Project.
The truth shall set you free.
Nightside on KSL. Never go to bed.
Well, see, that's the problem. We have free soda machines here at work.
All right, if I get diabetes, then I'm claiming workman's comp.
The Nightside Project. Finish the day happy with Ethan Millard and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
At long last, I have the promised rat story here on
Can
the
I get something,
project.
Though, first?
Yeah.
Real quick.
I don't care. Interrupt me.
Do you notice there's a smell in this room?
Yeah, kind of a turpentine-y smell.
Remember I just accused our friend and co-worker Josh Tilton of huffing at the office?
Do you think that's what this is?
I think he's huffing. No. But I smelled like a really, really strong.
Yeah, it kind of smells like spray paint.
Right. Smells like spray paint. So I just got an email.
Oh.
I don't appreciate you accusing me of huffing. No, I'm just kidding. It's not really Josh's style. No, but listen to what it says. As many of you may have been aware over the last few minutes, there are some unpleasant smells circulating through the air ducts. Okay, so broadcast house. The source is some sealant that was applied on the parking level offices. The building team is aware and are doing everything to move fresh air through the system. By moving it to the second floor,
yeah,
apparently.
That's right, yeah. Flush it out through the rest
now,
of the building.
Now, let me ask you this. We recommend taking a walk outside if you're heavily affected to get some fresh air until the circulation system can catch up. My proposal, the circulation system isn't going to catch up until
5:30.
Till tomorrow. So Scott and I are going to have to do – we're going to have to do the show somewhere else.
Yeah.
Or probably just not do it. You know? So I want to publicly apologize to Josh for accusing him of huffing. That's not his style.
The reality is
I was nervous about him. I was really nervous about him.
Well,
but apparently we're all huffing now. I mean, we are in a studio. I just disclosed to you that we are basically high right now.
We are locked in this studio. And
I'll tell you, these studios do not get circulation. I mean, they are airproof.
No. Yeah. These are designed to be soundproof. And right now.
No, airproof. There's no air in here. I'm only huffing paint.
Our company is basically
giving us a freebie. Look, this email says if you don't feel good, take a walk.
We can't do that. We got our microphones on.
No, I know. I'm saying after this, okay. I'm going to tell everybody that I'm done for today.
Well, speaking of.
Yeah.
I got my rat story.
Oh, you do?
You ready for this?
Yes.
According to new research from Berlin's Humboldt University, neuroscientists there want you to know that rats can be taught to play hide and seek.
Oh, nice.
And they actually squeal with joy when they
Gross.
Win. So they decided after hearing from pet owners and vets that rats seem to be engaging in more complex forms of play, they decided they'd test this out. And sure enough, while they've always known that rats engage in simple form of play, rough and tumble, they can actually do more complex games, specifically hide and seek.
So this was your highly touted rat story?
Now, what they did is they quickly learned how to play hide and seek and even started to develop tactics and strategies for the game.
Ethan, your story is that rats know how to hide? Their entire existence is based on the fact that they can play
hide and go seek. Instead of being given food, the rats were tickled as their reward for both hiding and finding the researchers.
These researchers are gross. These researchers are gross. Oh, you don't want food. You want me to rub your belly, Mr. Rat?
This experiment happened on the same day that researchers opened up their email to discover that in another part of the building, some sealant had been applied to a floor.
I'm high right now talking about rats.
So the rats would be quiet when hiding.
Right.
And then they would squeal with joy when they discovered the scientists. Sometimes researchers think that shows an understanding of the game's rules.
You know what we did? We funded a bullcrap study where the scientists got high and chased rats around, and the rats were excited to see me.
That's not a bullcrap story. You're mad.
What are they going to figure it out?
You're mad because...
That I can't find a good enough hiding spot ever?
No, you're mad because now that rats have shown all this personality that...
Oh, what?
Then, you know, we got to...
What, start acclimating them into our culture now?
We can't. Well, we have to stop eating them for one thing. No more rats in fryers.
I definitely.
Don't you remember that on Pulp Fiction? Oh, personality goes a long way.
It does.
That's why we don't eat dog, but we do eat cow.
Yeah.
Personality. See? It's the thing with the rats.
Oh, my goodness. All I'm saying. Well, good for you. I am. My nose is getting a little tingly.
No, it's.
Who said that?
It's strong. It's strong.
I mean, it's like I've been working on the a Pinewood Derby car over here.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my kid.
It's strong, man. Strong.
Cool.
All right.
Listen, you have Zen headlines?
I got a Zen headline. Gotta knock it out. I always got Zen headlines.
I'll tell you, we gotta get this thing going because Right now it's fine,
but in about 5 minutes I'm going to throw up.
Don't give away the Zen headline, but let's do what we call in the radio business, Ethan, a tease on the Zen headline.
Okay, up next on the Nightside Project, a Zen headline. Is that good enough for you?
3, 2, none of the content from it? Like,
I thought you said you didn't want me to give it away.
Child.
I'm sorry, so what do you want? You want me to tease?
Tease it without giving away the punchline.
Okay, up next on the Nightside Project.
Start over, I didn't believe you.
Up next on the Nightside Project,
yeah?
Rats not nearly as smart as we think,
according
to a new study.
Well, no, that's not the Zen headline.
No, it's not.
We'll come back. We got more to go. We'll be right back. Zen headline. It smells like paint here.
Years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Okay, Zen headlines. Brought to you by spray paint.
Yeah, it got stronger while we were.
Yeah,
I actually don't feel good at all.
Yeah,
this is an HR nightmare.
This is definitely.
We are the freaking. Everybody's like running out of here. We are the freaking band on the Titanic right now.
Hey, man, someone's got to stay in here recording a podcast that'll upload sometime in the next 3 or 4 days. Someone's got to do this. This is the role we play. This is the role we play at KSL. This is the role we play in society.
Sweet release from the vents above.
You know it helps? Take deeper breaths.
Up through your nose. Breathe out the mouth. Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is OSHA. What's up, OSHA? Everybody's walking around. Everybody's a joker right now. Everybody's got jokes.
Hi, thanks for calling OSHA. If this is an emergency, hang up and dial 911.
All right. So
with HR, press 2. If you think that this is probably not an emergency, but still massively annoying and uncomfortable, press 3.
Can you not breathe at your workstation? People are like laughing out there. I think they're dying. They have no idea. Sweet release, man.
Okay.
What do you got?
Abby Fink thought she'd send a text message to a church friend named Alex Jakeman.
Ooh.
Alex Jakeman has a son, four-year-old son, Noah, fighting for his life. The boy suffers from a seizure and was vomiting, going through respiratory failure in the hospital. So Abby texted, "Hey, brother Jakeman. This is Sister Fink. We're bringing you dinner tomorrow. I was wondering what time would be a good time to bring it over. Doing something nice for me."
He's like, "I'm high on paint right now. I can't."
Come on, man. Just
sorry.
You got to take at least this part seriously.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Turns out, though, she sent it to the wrong person. The message never got to Brother Jakeman. It got to a guy named Bill, who immediately pulled an Alex Keery and said, oh, text back, oh, what are you bringing me? I don't like seafood. This confused poor Abby for a minute because she didn't expect that kind of flippant, jokey reaction from a man
Most people
whose
who
son
actually,
is fighting for his life in the hospital.
Right.
Now, once they figured it out, she had texted the wrong person. Fink explained that her friend's son was at the ICU in Phoenix Children's Hospital.
Right.
Bill put the jokes aside. Asked how he could get involved. After some coordination, Bill started raising money on Facebook.
Whoa.
And asked his networks for cards, blood donation, and monetary donations to help the family with medical expenses. Apparently, he's raised a lot of money with his family. He's never met them. He hasn't even ever met Abby yet.
Never got that meal, probably, either.
It's happened just in the last few days. Abby and Bill have not spoken to one another directly, but the two have plans to potentially meet sometime next week. How about that? So if someone ever sends you an accidental text message, maybe it's an opportunity to step in and help.
Where did this happen? Phoenix?
Yeah. Arizona. Arizona's got some good people down there.
Well,
good people.
I'm all about it, man.
All right. Get us out of here. We did it.
No, really.
Look.
Please get us out of here.
We did the Zen headline. Our contractual obligations have been met.
We now need to evacuate with the rest of the people.
We're now going to go.
All right. We got to take the break here. When we come back, hopefully,
we can make it to the door.
Why is this so funny? I think I'm just like, well, now I only see things in gray right now.
That's the first step.
For Ethan Millard, I'm Alex Keery. Thanks for hanging out with us on the Nightside Project podcast. You can download it, tell your friends, teach a neighbor. The Nightside Project is alive and well. Maybe not for long. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling all right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.